welcome to another Tuesday episode of Dopey Patreon. I have my dear friend, Heart Attack Doug, in the house.
Sure doesn't feel that way, folks.
What do you think about that tune?
I think the tune is it's awesome. Like, it seems like everybody's singing out of tune and playing out of tune, but yet it's beautifully harmonic.
It's just me. That's all me.
So you tracked everything on there?
All of it.
He is a genius.
I was like
How old? How old were you?
I was like using high probably 13 years ago.
13 years ago. That would make you about 37.
I was, I think, 39, 38.
You're 52 now?
No, maybe I was more like 35. I'm going to be 51 on Sunday in 2 days.
Another glorious birthday,
so
folks.
2 days ago. 2 days ago now. Now, Doug.
Yes, sir.
You've been complaining a lot. You think Doug wouldn't go to the meeting this morning because he thinks he's too good for it now.
No, that's not it.
Which is really not the proper attitude around 12-step work.
Do not listen to what David's saying. It's not true. First of all, you've been there maybe twice the entire month if you're lucky.
I know. I shared about that at the meeting today.
Yeah. So
trying to improve the meeting.
I decided to take a break from that particular meeting because it's turned into an asylum. I mean, a beginner's place, really.
Well, I have the beginner's mind, and I think that what
Well, you're the one that destroyed the meeting,
you're
the guy who wrecked
what
it.
What we strive to do is to keep
it... You strive
it,
to feed your own ego at that meeting, my friend.
We strive to keep it green, Doug. You don't strive to keep it green?
Listen, I'm all about green.
Let's back it up.
Okay.
A few days ago, we were supposed to get together, and you texted me you had an event... And I figured you were playing a show with the Toby Keith band, but it turns out you meant a medical incursion, an incident,
yes.
Not an event.
Well, this month I decided to be a spiritual cyclist, and I've done almost 600 miles. And last Sunday, it was Monday, actually.
Monday.
Yeah,
Memorial
yeah.
Day. The I day you almost died on Memorial Day.
I thought
Day.
I had a TCI, which anybody knows is like a mini stroke, but it was. I was probably just super dehydrated.
What's a TCI?
It's like a mini stroke. If anybody's a medical outfield out there, they know what it is.
They thought Ray the Clammer had a stroke, but you know what he had?
What?
He had a urinary tract infection, and the urine got into his bloodstream, and it fucked up his brain.
Holy shoot.
And now today, Ray is going into a rehab to get better.
Wow, I'm glad
he's surviving. His referee days, I think, are behind him. I think he's 74.
He's been through a lot, that dude.
We should go. You know what the guys in our meeting are doing?
What are they
They're
doing?
At his house now, doing his laundry, cleaning his house, because he was living little, you know.
Yeah, rough.
Rough. Because he couldn't get around. He fell down while reffing, and then he was too stubborn to ask for help.
I'd like to ask you a question. Do you ever do the laundry here in this palace we're in?
It's like, how come? Doesn't it sound like we're talking in a fucking hurricane? Hold on for 1 second.
Yeah, so anybody who doesn't know, Ray the Clammer is a member of our group.
He was on a Christmas Patreon episode.
I think he got the Christmas special?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think he addressed as Santa or something. I love Ray the Clammer. I should make a quotable book of Ray the Clammer quotes. Do you want to hear some of my favorite Ray the Clammer quotes?
The 62 rule.
That's not one of my favorite Ray the Clammer.
No, 69. And
do you have any Ray the Clammer? Yours is rule 62. You don't respect Ray the way I do, obviously.
No, I do respect Ray.
Why are you mocking him?
I'm not mocking him. I'm talking like Ray the Clammer.
He doesn't talk like that. So Ray the Clammer likes rule 62, which is don't take yourself too seriously.
Yes.
You obviously have no quotable Ray material, but I have a lot. One thing that Ray always says is you can start your day as many times as you want. And you can pray whenever you want.
That's true.
You're rolling your eyes. I find that refreshing.
I rolled my eyes at a woman in a bagel store, and I thought she was going to go Tony Soprano on me today.
Why did you just roll your eyes at me when I said the Ray the Clammer?
I don't know. I feel like I'm superior to you for some reason.
You don't feel like you can start. You can start. I feel like today, I feel like the end of Doug is coming soon.
He's going to eliminate me, folks.
No, seriously. Why don't you like that? You can start your day as many times as you want.
I don't know. It seems like...
You know what I think?
It feels real to be out there in the muck and the mire sometimes. Sometimes you got to be in the dirt.
And?
And you, when you work through your way through the dirt and the weeds, all of a sudden there's going to be a little opening and a little red cardinal is going to fly past you and you're going to be like, yeah, man.
Doug, what are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about?
Dirt, mire, muck, and red cardinal.
Listen,
what are you trying
to
say?
I've led a filthy, disgusting life for a long time. So now I'm just saying that there's going to be times you get thrown back into the filth.
And what I'm saying is, and I want you to try to focus because you're all over the place. I think your testosterone or some kind of endorphins, you're flexing to the beat. I don't know what the fuck is going on with you. But I'm going to say this. When Ray the Clammer, my dear friend Ray, maybe not your dear friend Ray, when Ray the Clammer says, we can start our day over whenever we want, what he's saying is,
doi-doi-doi.
All right, do you guys want to know what Ray the Clammer is talking about, or don't you want to know? I'll tell you this. If you want to know, you go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. Love Ray. All thoughts and prayers go out to our dear friend, Ray the Clammer, not to be confused with downtown Ray Brown. And if you guys are faithful listeners of Dopey Tuesday, whatever, Dopey Teaser, you might notice that I've decided to take a different tact with today's teaser. And it's because this morning, I woke up in the morning and I tend to look at social media when I wake up and then I do my exercises. Well, first I pray. I say, God, show me the path. Guide me in my recovery and show me how to live. And then I look at social media. First I look at Dopey social media. Then I look at Katz's social media. Then I look at Dopey Reddit. And if you are a member of Dopey Reddit, God bless you. But Dopey Reddit usually has nothing. But this morning when I looked at Dopey Reddit, the thing that popped up is a Dopey Reddit post that says, it's from WaveRunner310. It says, the teasers suck, Dave. I love Dopey, but the teasers are getting worse. First, a few minutes of ads. Then Dave promoting the Patreon, giving us a brief summary of the Patreon discussion. Then maybe like a random 2 minutes of actual convo from the Patreon. Then another promotion of the Patreon and a 5-minute song. Do better and I might get the Patreon. So what I've decided to do differently is just play the first few minutes of Patreon and then say, if you want to get the teaser, if you want to get the Patreon show, not the teaser, you go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. Are you saying you don't want the song? And then do you want to hear the thread? Then fucking Robots Gone Wild says it's worth a couple of bucks a month to not have the ads. I agree. The teaser's always going to have the ads. I don't need to. Maybe I'll take the ads off the teaser, but I think I need the money. I figure it's about the cost of a bag of dope a month spent on Dopey. I would spend 10 or 20 times that a day when I was using without batting an eye. Dave deserves the $5 that I would probably just be spending on energy drinks or something stupid. And that's one energy drink a month. I'm not talking about $5 a day. $5 a month. Anyway, then Move the Ball says, yeah, gout feet Davey trying to fleece us. And then Weed Huffer says, I don't know. I like the midweek check-in. You can always skip them. See, that's a very sensible response, Midweed Huffer. Then Wave Runner said, they used to have more content from the actual Patreon episode. Now it's mostly ads, promotion, and the song. Then Elevated Dinagery 1 says, it's called a teaser for a reason. He's teasing you into subscribing, but I agree, they suck. Banjo Man, sometimes there's a good voicemail thrown in, but Patreon is worth it for sure. See, I've decided to not put random voicemails in the teaser, because then what if we lose it for the Patreon, or even worse, for the Friday show? Then Killy Burr says, I know, I accidentally started listening to teasers, and then I'm pissed when it's over, LOL. Then Muffin in a Bad Mood says, Patreon is worth it. I weirdly feel part of something ever since I joined. A few weeks ago, I heard Dave and his daughter singing We Are Young, and it was the sweetest thing. Really made my day. Or was that on the regular show? Whatever. I will so gladly support by throwing a few bucks a month at it. Thank you. It was on the regular show. But the video, I think, I put on the Patreon. I'm on the tier with the Zoom meetings, and they're great. I think all the tiers have the Zoom meeting, but that's still fantastic. Except if you're new, be ready to get interrogated by Dave. He shot like 10 questions at me my first time, but even that was kind of cool. How much did I spend on drugs and alcohol every month? I spend 40 bucks a month on 3 Patreon subscriptions. And that's not Dopey Patreon. He probably spends, you know, 10 or 5 or 8 on dopey and whatever on the rest. And I get so much out of them. I can't afford therapy now, and that sucks, but I swear I'm getting a lot of healing from my $40. Thank you, Muffin in a bad mood. So I'm trying to make the teaser better. Do you not want... I'm not going to not play the song. I love the song. And I don't know. We do the recovery Zoom on Wednesday mornings. We're doing a Patreon Zoom tonight, Tuesday night. I was going to talk about my birthday, but I'll save it. And the Knicks, for Christ's sake. But I'll save it all for the show. And until we meet again, stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery. And fucking toodles for Chris.
Greetings and salutations, Dopey Nation. I wanna take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And I wanna take a ride up in the sky. And watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I wanna see a Learjet liner take a dive. Just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller, and it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller, and it's high noon where I stand. And I wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds. Cause peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad. And it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. Stay strong, Dopey Nation. Fucking toodles for Chris.
Sup, Zoomers.
And shout out to Scott Wick, the rap god, by the way. I mean, everyone else is great too, but
Zoomers,
just, you know,
Zoomers, Zoomers.
It's the rap god, so. Yeah. Toodles.